Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Episode 178. I missed the episode last week because I had a major life event, and I'm going to try not to talk about it too much because I'll get upset, but it has made me reflect and it has changed my life, and it's made me realize that actually you can change your life without major life events. And the message today is that you've got to be selfish, because at the end of the day, this is your life. And one of the things that I've wanted to do for many, many years in my clinic is to have other surgeons do the work. But I know that the staff have found it easier to put things into my clinic. And much as I've tried to encourage them to put them in other people's clinic, they put them in my clinic. And I've probably not been aggressive, if that's the right word, but aggressive enough with them to say, look, you've got to put them in the other guy's clinics. Obviously, I make more money when it goes into my clinic and I do it, but that's not the point. That's not my dream. That's not my goal. My goal is not to have me being a busy surgeon. My goal is to have a brand that stands for quality and service within plastic surgery. And my goal is to make money without having to be physically doing the job, i.e. running a business. That's basically what a business is. Otherwise, it's a job. So my goal is to have a business. And now I've had this event, you know, everyone's been very kind and very accommodating. And they're saying, yeah, we'll get it in the other surgeons. You don't have to work and all this. And I'm sitting there thinking, I could have, you know, why couldn't life have been like this before? Why couldn't the other surgeons are giving more dates, we're giving them more work, and I'm like, this is what I'd always planned. Why has it taken a big thing to make it happen? And I guess what my message to you is that you've got to be selfish, because this is your life, and you know it's limited. There is an end point to it, and you know, every day is precious, and every day you compromise, you accept, you do things or let things go, or you don't build your practice. I spoke to someone today, a previous mastermind member, who just rang and said, look, you know, I looked at my 5-year goals 5 years ago when he first started with me. And when you do your 5-year goals, it seems like it's miles in advance. And it's like, wow, it was 6 years ago, I think now. And it's like, you know, and I always used to reflect every Christmas, and what you often find is that years go past and nothing really changes. You have ideas, you have dreams, you have goals, but you don't really do anything to try and reach those goals because you're busy. You're busy doing the day-to-day work, and if you want to reach those goals, sometimes you have to do big things. And sometimes there's going to be often there's going to be unpleasantness about it. Otherwise, you'd have done it. If it's nice for all concerned, you'd have done it already. But there's going to be unpleasantness. There might be unpleasantness for you because you might earn less money. There might be unpleasantness for the people, like in my situation, the people in the clinic, because I know they like booking people into my clinics because I have 2 clinics a week. They can, you know, they know what they're doing. They know what, you know, what sort of treatment the patients are going to get and things. Whereas the new surgeon is a bit more of an unknown quantity, and maybe it's a little bit more difficult getting them in the clinic, and they're a bit worried that the surgeon might, you know, moan if they put someone in who's a diabetic or overweight or something, well, they'll know that I'll be okay, and I'll, you know, it doesn't matter if I have to give them the money back for the consultation, I'm okay with that. So, you know, there's you know, they might be unpleasant, there's obviously reasons why the status quo is being held, but if it's not what you want, sometimes you have to do things. And, you know, it might, as I say, you know, if you kind of broke your leg or something like that, that would force everyone to do stuff. And you feel like saying, why did I have to break my leg to force my clinic, you know, my business to run like a business? Why couldn't it have run like a business with me having an intact leg? Sometimes I think, I wish I wasn't a surgeon, sort of thing, because then I'd have to run it like a business. I mean, obviously there's value in me being a surgeon, but in terms of running the business, you think, well, you know, it's an easy out to get me to do it all. And, you know, it is interesting when things are forced for an external events that you look on how things are now and think, that could have been like that a year ago, a month ago, 6 months ago. You know, these guys could have been doing more clinics then, and they weren't because of me. I'm the leader. I didn't force it. I didn't push it. I wasn't selfish enough. I went into the path of least resistance myself and just let them put things in my clinic. So it's kind of my fault. And, you know, everything, I guess, you know, that you say, everything in your life and the way your life is running is kind of up to you and decisions you've made. And, you know, it's a quote I've always liked, and I've got on a little watch stand I've got upstairs that my wife got me, says, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. You know that song, enjoy yourself, is later than you think. You know, it's you know, it's a bit like when you're a part, well, going back a bit now, when you're a party and you're trying to, you know, chat up people and stuff, and all of a sudden you realize it's about to end, you know, you've got to go home in a minute. It's like, well, you know, you should have done it at the beginning of the party. And it's a bit like that with life sometimes. You know, maybe you're looking forward to, oh, one day I'm going to get a boat and I'm going to retire, I'm going to do this and travel and all these things. And then suddenly your vision starts going and you've got to wear glasses and your hip hurts and you've got to go to the loo all the time. You think, God, you know, you should have done it when you're in fine fettle. Get that holiday home in Val d'Isère and go skiing every year. You know, do it now. You've got to be selfish. You've got to live, you know, this is it. This is your life. And if you're life, and particularly your business, because that's the sort of stuff I'm talking about, is not how you want it to be, well, do things to change it and be selfish about it and do it for a selfish, you know, it's fine to be selfish, do it because you don't want to. In my situation, I don't want to work that much, I want to work less, you know, and I'm happy taking less money. I'm not doing it for money, I'm doing it for lifestyle. Now if it works, it's a much more scalable model, and the, you know, I could potentially earn a lot more money than I am earning now, because if I can get five or six surgeons to work at the clinic, then I can earn more money because that's scalable then. But that's not the main reason I'm doing it. I'm not doing it purely for money. I'm doing it for lifestyle, and you know, and if I can get a better, if I can kind of work less and earn the same, you know, that's kind of the that's where I'm happy to be. I don't. You know, and this is because I've thought about what I want, and I don't want to have a multi-million pound business, because a multi-million pound business will have headaches. You might want a multi-million pound business, fine. You want to turn over 10 million, fine. Then, you know, aim for that. But you've got to realize that you're going to have headaches. You're going to have, you know, it's not going to be easy, and there's going to be a team involved, and there's going to be staff, and there's going to be payroll, and there's going to be issues, and there's going to be disciplinaries, and there's going to be court cases and goodness knows what if you're running a big business. Now you might be fine with that, but I'm like, well, actually I don't want that. I'm happy just, you know, working less. I don't want to have to be beholden to people and being phoned all the time, but earning you know, enough money to be able to put the children through school and university, and, you know, and to do nice things. That's basically what I'm after. But it's about, yeah, I mean, I guess the point of this is just be selfish, because God knows, you know, I think a lot of times we kind of think we know we're in charge of our destinies, but we're not. I'm a big fan of the Romans, and they used to say it's in the hands of the gods, and you know, we kind of think we control things. We don't say it's in the hands of the gods anymore. We think we You know, we can control stuff like the climate and the this and the that, but in fact, we can't really control it. Look at COVID, you know, look at things that happened that you just think, where, you know, you have no control over it. And I think a lot of things we haven't got control over. And, you know, we kind of, we like to think we have. And I think you've just got to really do work with what you've got now, because you don't know what's coming around the corner. And if something comes around the corner and hits you in the face, it might be too late. And you might think, oh, I wish I'd reduced my clinics. I wish I'd built up that practice, or I wish I'd got other people to help me. I wish I'd done this, I wish I'd done that. So do it now. Do it now. Don't wait for something to hit you in the face. So that's the message. Be selfish. Be selfish. This is your life. You know, there's a saying that we've all got two lives, and our second life starts when we realize we've only got one life. And I think that's very true. I don't know if you've realized that yet. I have. Okay. Next week then.